Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Jackie Terplitzky is with Douglas Elliman. She speaks 14 languages. She's seen suitcases full of cash looking for a warm American spot. How much cash have you ever seen in a suitcase?
A lot.
You
know, because of confidentiality agreements, I can really not disclose that.
She's answered that question before.
What kind of suitcase was it?
A Louis Vuitton one.
Of course.
Oh, it was. What's the mood right now? Tell us, you know, in your small world of the elite, that's different than the rest of America. Mm-hmm. What's the mood among the hoi polloi right now?
Safe haven. That's what I want to say. The U.S. market is a safe haven for the foreign investor, the foreign buyer. They look at us much more favorable than any other market, and they're bringing their money here, and they're putting it here in real estate. Mm.
Okay, safe haven perhaps, but in an increasingly hot market. If you look at San Francisco real estate, the Millennium Tower sold in 2010 for $1.7 million. The listing price in 2013 was $5.5 million. You move over to Miami, an 88% increase in 4 years for the Epic Miami. Over in New York, 15 Central Park West, $6.7 million in 2008, now $17 million listing price in 2013.
Jackie Terplitzky made four commissions on that transaction.
He's sitting pretty, but if the Fed actually does something or hints towards something that sends the dollar soaring, what kind of impact will that have on these kinds of sales?
You have to remember that when we're talking about the elite people around the world, they all have cash, and they have to put the cash somewhere. So the interest rates, mortgages, the dollar doesn't really affect that 1% of the elite market around the world.
They're not paying attention to the currency quotes?
They do, but those are more for the investors that are looking to buy the $1 million, the $2 million. We're not talking about the people that are buying the $10 million and up.
We are seeing, and for Bloomberg Radio Worldwide, this is a huge deal, as Scarlett mentions, in San Francisco and in Miami as well. City landscapes are literally changing because of your clients. Mm-hmm. 157 is like, it's like 185 stories or whatever. They're building that new tall thing on Park Avenue. I was by the Steinway building the other day where they got the drawing. Are we going to look like Dubai in 30 years?
I don't think so, because we have to remember that we have landmark buildings that you cannot actually knock down. You have restrictions about how tall you can build buildings. But you have to remember also that we have buildings like 10 Madison Square Park, as an example, that, you know, we're talking about on 25th Street, that is actually also fetching like around, you know, $4,000 per square foot on the higher floors. So also the landscape is changing, and the neighborhoods are changing. It's not any longer only Park Avenue. Central Park West is also downtown.
Adam Parker is a chief equity strategist at Morgan Stanley. You obviously live at one of these kind of places.
Yeah, I live, there's an area of Manhattan called east of 2nd Avenue. I'm not sure if you're familiar. That's where I live. I was wondering after listening, is this the bag she was referencing was her own cash, not one of her clients? I'm jealous of
those big commissions
choice.
That we're talking about.
Choice. Yeah, I made the wrong move.
Is there a Wall Street area? I mean, we talked about the buildings that the foreigners live in. What about the people on Wall Street who get the theoretically big bonuses?
Absolutely, they buy as well. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Same buildings, they mix and mingle with the foreigners?
They mix and mingle. Go to 15 CPW, who lives there? You know that most of the people that are living there are actually Goldman Sachs people. So it's not only the foreign money, you have also the local money mingling with the foreign money.
But Jackie, the Morgan Stanley people live above the Goldman Sachs. I have to say that because Adam's here today. Jackie Terplitzky, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.